Good morning. I'm going to ask that all of you that are able to please stand with me for the reading of our scripture this morning. Our scripture comes from the book of James, the prayer of faith. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, we have heard your living word spoken, and now open our hearts and our spirits to hear it reflected upon, so that we would be transformed by it. And as we move into the healing service portion later in this service, I would pray that you would nudge us through the power of your Holy Spirit to come forward with any issue in our lives that we need to bring to you. For we know that you hear our prayer. And we ask this in the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Well, today I believe we're going to receive some great wisdom from the scriptures. I know I have over these last days as I've dug into and reflected on this small passage, things I never thought about before, and I hope you will hear them today as well. We continue our series, Holy Spirit, God in the present, and truly He is with us all the time, whether we sense him or not. Last week, the message focused on who the Holy Spirit is. Next week, we're going to look at the many gifts that the Holy Spirit showers over the body of Christ, each one a gift or more that is for the good of the body. Of the entire body of the church. But this week, we're going to focus on the power of the Holy Spirit in the sense of the Holy Spirit coming and being with us in healing, in providing healing for us. With that said, you know, Jesus came to restore us, didn't he? But even as believers, we sin. Because we're a broken humanity. There was only one perfect, and that was Jesus Christ. Romans, the third chapter, the 23rd verse, reminds us of this. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then in Luke, the fourth chapter, verse 18, I love this passage because it's in the beginning, the very beginning of Jesus's ministry, and he speaks it to his disciples. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind. To set the oppressed free." And then this next scripture ties to it. John 14, the 12th verse. Jesus says, anyone, not just some people, not just the pastors, anyone who believes in me will do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater things than these. We can do greater things than he even did when he was on this earth. That's why we stay focused on who is doing the healing. I believe that God is my healer. So I do believe in divine healing, my friends, but not divine healers. And I'm old enough to have watched on black and white TV even some divine healers back in the day. And I know that divine healers have been around for a long time, and people worship them and flock to them to get healing. I believe in faith's role in healing, but not faith healers. Because again, there is one healing, and that healer comes from God. Now, whether it's a pastor or a layperson, it is God who heals through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are merely vessels and conduits for God. You know, from the very, very beginning, if we go back to Genesis, we read where God created everything. And he created humanity to be perfect and whole and healthy in a beautiful garden with everything that humanity needed. So we ask, what brought on sickness and suffering and brokenness in relationships and death into our world? Well, original sin did, for sure. And I love the way Apostle Paul describes it in Romans, the 5th chapter. And I'm reading from the Message here because it just gets into the vernacular and it really hits the nail on the head. So listen. Do you know the story of Adam and how he landed us in the dilemma we're in? First sin, then death, and no one exempt from either sin or death. Death passed upon all mankind. This, my friend, is why we need healing, all of us, at various times in our lives for various things. Now, sometimes personal sin has a direct correlation to the sickness or the brokenness or the death. I remember the passage from Matthew, the 9th chapter. You know the story. It's a favorite of mine from even a younger person. Jesus was preaching in a home, and the flock had come to hear him. And there were these followers that picked up this paralyzed man on a mat, and they were bringing him to Jesus so that Jesus could heal him. But when they got there, the place was full, and there was no room for them, so they took him up on the roof and moved some of the straw roof back and lowered him down in front of Jesus. And hear what the scripture has to say. Some men brought him, a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. So there Jesus is saying, before he does anything, that this man needs forgiveness of his sins. However, there are times when there is no relationship between sin and the sickness or the death. The person gets sick. The person needs healing. The person dies. No fault of their own. They're strong Christians. That happens as well. Another verse that I think speaks to that is from John 9. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him." But regardless of whether our healing need comes from a sin, it's a consequence, or whether our sickness, our need for healing comes no fault of our own, God hears our prayers and God answers our prayers. Sometimes God heals instantly. I've seen it. I've seen it with my very eyes and can only say, "You, God, You, God, did this. Not that doctor over there. Not the medicine that went in this person's body. You did this instantaneously. Sometimes you may not be healed for a little while. I was talking to someone after the 9 o'clock service, and they said, I am healed. But it took a little while, but it came, and I give God the glory, Pastor Faye, for I know that the Holy Spirit was upon me. Sometimes you may not be healed or cured this side of the time that you meet your Jesus Christ on the other side of earthly death into everlasting life. Now, there are different kinds of healing. Of course, there is the physical healing due to every kind of disease and ailment imaginable to our physical body and to our brain. Emotional healing that includes issues such as deep grief over the loss of a loved one, a divorce that just breaks you apart, or other broken relationships, a loss of job, financial difficulties, and the list goes on and on and on. But my friends, the most important kind of healing is spiritual healing. And it happens first when we come to terms with the fact that we are full of sin as a human being and that we need our Lord Jesus Christ. And we come to Him and say, Lord Jesus, I want you in my heart. I'm sinful. Please forgive me. I want you to come. I want you to come and be a part of my life forever. And I want to go to heaven and be with you forever. I believe you died for my sins, and He will forgive you. But even so, as we continue that journey as a Christian in life, you know what can happen at times? We walk away from God. He never moves. He's the same yesterday, the same today, and the same tomorrow. Always there, available to us as a Christian. That sweet, sweet Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, at times nudging us. We're not paying attention to it. Things aren't going our way. So we step away. That happens. And we need spiritual healing at those times. We need to be a stronger Christian at those times. So with the power of the Holy Spirit in us as believers, we pray. How? When? Ephesians 6:18 says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, not some occasions, all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying, not for some, but for all of God's people. With that said, the scripture that I read for us today from James confirms that we as believers should ask for prayer. Now, sometimes we don't know exactly how to pray, do we? It reminds me of a cute little story I heard a while back about a father passing his little girl's room. She was 4 or 5 years old, little, and every night she prayed. And that night as he walked by, she was saying her ABCs, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, and so he stopped. And he said, darling, what's going on? I hear you saying your ABCs. You're normally praying. And she said, Daddy, I am. You know, I just couldn't find the words to what I needed tonight. So I decided to say the ABCs and let God put it all together. Yeah. Do you ever have a day like that? The scripture says that when we don't know how to pray, our spirit groans with God's spirit, and He knows what we need. But it's the asking, it's the going to Him, it's the hunger and the thirst for Him that brings it home. Now, I want to dig back into the scripture and lift up some words with inflection, and I want you to hear them, and then we'll talk about it just for a minute or two. Is any one of you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Several things I want to lift up to us today. Number one, when we need healing, and let me pause here, when we need healing, sometimes we can go and ask because we might be unconscious in a hospital room and can't speak. So somebody's got to come and stand in for us and ask for prayer for us, right? But to the extent that we can, then we are to the ones that make that initiative. We are the ones to ask for that prayer. Let them call the elders to pray over them. So we should do that. Number two, those who pray over them, anoint them with oil. Now, there's nothing magic about the oil. In fact, the oil we have here today is extra virgin olive oil. It's clean, it's smooth, it has no smell to it. But what it is a powerful symbol of the Holy Spirit coming upon you when you are being prayed over and with. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The prayer offered. So that puts the onus on the person praying for the other person to have a strong faith as well. The emphasis is on who does the praying. Number four, if the person coming for prayer comes with a heart asking for forgiveness from their sins will be forgiven. Here's what we need to remember about all of this. Jesus wants us to ask. We surrender and become humbled in his presence, realizing, God, I'm not in control. I need you. I need your healing touch upon me like never before in this situation. And when we do, we're trusting in him. We're growing in our faith with him and closeness with him as our walk continues through this life. Number two, we ask in Jesus' name, not in Pastor Faye's name, not in Pastor Ed's name, but Jesus' name we ask for healing. And we have immediate access to him. So we need not be afraid or reluctant to ask in his name for healing. And then number three, get other people to pray with you. That's why we're having this healing service today. By the way, any believer, any of you that are believers can pray for someone else, and you should. It does not have to be a pastor. Whether you are healed on this side of heaven or not, seek the Lord. Remember this about the Lord. Hebrews 11, the second part of verse 6 says this, He, the Lord, cares enough to respond to those who seek him. Isn't that beautiful? He cares enough to respond to those who seek him. So with that said, because he loves and cares that much for us, our response should be that we would want him and desire him more than anything.